Handys, snooze, more sad, contest.
Je ne sais quoi. You see, I need a little of my hula-la. I know you get lonely in your Canada bed. But say no more, baby, I'll be running every way. Say no more, more now, more. I'll bring my loving right to your front door. Here I come, baby, guitar boy. Let's have a kiss and baby. Say no more.
I have a $50 gift card by thingy for Macy's, and I said to Naftali this morning, I said, what will we get with our Macy's voucher? He's like, well, I thought we could use it to buy me a wedding suit. So we've got a wedding. He's like, I need like linen pants and like this and that. And I was like, there goes our $50 gift voucher then. I was like, I'm gonna buy an iron. So I'm buying an iron.
One thing you have to learn about men is we only think about ourselves.
I know, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Like I said to you about the Ottoman when he's like, I said we were going to get an Ottoman with the Amazon vouchers that Becky gave us. And he's like, yes, to put my jeans in. I have so many jeans. It's ours. The way he's taking all our gift cards and making them his own.
What time is it in... Oh, don't tell me, I know what time it is in San Fran.
Half 12. Yeah.
I know, sorry.
And just outside my, we got a piece of paper in our postbox yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was from the neighbours inviting us to a 406 to 410 Arkansas Street gathering.
Ooh, is that like a what they call it? Postcode party.
A courtyard at the back, yeah, so that...
Block party, that's the word I was looking for. A block party.
Yeah, but there's not really a block party at all. I think it's going to be very, what's the word? Do you know, quite awkward, I imagine. You know, like when nobody knows each other and everyone's just kind of standing around going...
no one can tell what you're saying, Jojo.
Yeah.
Who's that girl who's talking like that?
Are you going?
Well, yeah, I think so. Just because it's a bit shit if we don't.
Right.
The only time I ever see these people is down at the washing machine.
Just get really, really drunk and make a complete fool of yourself.
No, I got drunk.
You got to represent Scotland, you see.
No, that's bullshit.
You have an image to look up to.
Hang on, while I go make a bagel. Do you know what? Did I tell you, Becky, I got Yorkshire tea?
Yeah, because I asked you about your tea in San Francisco.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that because I went and got it that day.
Right, funny that.
It's funny that, eh? I'm just going to go make it. I was once a tea house, I had been a king, but I never saw the way the orange slithering. I was only three a day, got it for the fair. I'm only seen people down to the city there. Did you ever see a llama kiss a llama? Oh, a llama, 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 kiss a llama, 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 llama. I've got a funny story for you. Do you want to hear what happened to me on the... what day is it today?
Monday. Yesterday. You know what happened to me yesterday?
Has it got something to do with llamas?
Damn you! Damn you to hell! Yes.
Something to do with llamas?
Well, we took...
The
we took our kids to the Black Isle Farm yesterday.
Oh.
And I was trying to teach my daughter not to be scared of animals, because she's terrified of anything. And so I went up and I was feeding the llama, and this llama was ace. It was really cute, but then his friend from the back with the pokey out teeth, like... He was obviously in a bad mood. He was in a really pissed off Sunday morning, been drinking too much the night before mood. And he came up to me and he's like kind of looking at me as if he wanted food. So I thought I'd give him some food. So I gave him some food and he looked at me, put his head up and spat the food in my face. And then I was like in that kind of position where I thought, if I punch this llama, it'll stop spitting at me. And so I thought, but then knowing my luck, they'll have cameras and I'll probably get arrested for punching the llama. So as I was pausing in this, he spat in my face again as I was stuck in this quandary. So that's what happened to me on Sunday. And my kids and everyone's been laughing at me since.
No, better. Don't you watch You've Been Framed?
No.
But I know, but it was...
classic video clip on You've Been Framed of someone getting spat at by a llama.
I thought it was camels.
No.
Oh, okay.
The llama looks like a little burn it.
But I wanted to be a llama farmer.
I want a goat.
I want a goat, but Mark doesn't like them. They're the devil.
Was that Mark? They are not. Their eyes are the devil.
Their but eyes aside are from kind that,
the rest of them is okay.
Yeah. All of the satanic things are based on that fucking beast. Including the devil.
What?
Yeah, but the point is that some guy who didn't like goats in the 15th century thought, fuck the goats. I'm going to make the devil into a goat. And so since then, everyone's been scared of goats and
snakes. I'm not scared of goats. I'm not scared of goats.
I
pick them up. I don't care.
I just think they're evil.
I like them because they eat people's clothes off the washing line, which I think is funny.
They're cool.
Yeah,
as soon as I see, we used to
look after a goat. So.
Do you know, like, Becky, on the way to Clomity, there's, like, people with goats. And every time I went past their house, I'm like, oh, where's the goats? Like a kid. You know?
There's people in Elgin who sleep with goats.
Oh, probably.
Yes.
Less said about them, the better.
Sleep with or well, sleep with?
What? Anyway, on the topic of sleeping with goats, you wanted to, yeah, that happens here as well. You wanted to, Bong wanted to talk about this whole ginger thing.
What ginger thing?
Well, wanted to talk about the topic of gingers and how people always put down gingers, and I thought since
it's
there's
such a
two gingers.
Topic.
Well, you can defend yourselves.
I suggested gingerism. I'm blushing.
I was speaking to... Oh, don't get me started on blushing, Rebecca. I'm getting the up. I'm getting it done. I don't care. I'm fucking getting it done.
I might get hypnotised instead.
No. It doesn't work for a meeting.
Sorry. So what? You're getting what done? Hypnotised for what?
No, I'm not getting hypnotised for anyone.
Yeah. I might try hypnotizing.
You're gonna have an operation to stop you blushing.
I am.
They could do that?
Yep.
What's wrong with blushing?
Everything. If you blush or probably not, because you just said that. If you blushed like we blush, then you wouldn't question it.
So like for instance, if I took you one day to church and said penis in front of a priest, you'd blush.
I would laugh.
The only person I know who blushed a lot was Victor Ewan.
No, okay, but I think that I blush like him.
Yeah, same.
In my head, I'm exactly the same as Victor Ewan. do you know what I mean? But I don't care, because I'm getting the operation. Like, fuck this, man. It's ruining my life. I did a major blush yesterday, Becky. Oh, my God, it was awful.
Oh, what happened?
It's fucking Naftali's fault. Like, after me telling him, like, about how I'm going to get an operation, it's almost like he went out of his way to do it on purpose.
Oh, no.
I met my friend Megan's mum and dad, right? Mm-hmm. They were in the pub. And the girl who's, like, the maid of honour at her wedding, because this is the wedding we're going to do in New Orleans. And, so anyway, we're all sitting around, and, like, there's a few of us there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, oh, you have lovely red hair. And I was like, oh, thank you. Oh, and then the other girl said, oh, you have lovely eyelashes, they're so long, blah, blah, blah. I was like, alright, thank you. And Naftali's like, oh, you should see her naked. Oh, yeah. And I was just like, Naftali, shut up. Like. So I did this, like, colossal blush, like.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're fucking dead.
I don't blush.
But see, blushing in that kind of circumstance, I think is acceptable, because he did embarrass you. But when you blush...
Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah.
Reason at all.
Is that not called a flush? I thought there was a difference in a blush and a flush.
No. A flush is what you do in poker.
No, you dipstick.
A flush is what you do in the toilet.
Flush your sins.
I thought when you get flushed, you go red for no reason. In fact, I know
menopause.
That's what it's called.
I call it menopause.
No, not... Yeah, well, you get it in the menopause as well, whatever the hell that is. I mean, men don't have paws. Everyone knows that. Men have hands. But where women get that idea from, I have no idea. But... I don't know. I thought it was called flushing.
Flushing, blushing, same difference. You go red and it's...
Guess what? Guess what would taste good right now to everyone in the car?
Cigarettes? Here they are.
The favorite of young and old alike. We've got your favorite kind at the concession stand. Come on down and pick out the kinds you want to enjoy during the rest of the show.
I'm just going to smoke a cigarette.
You still smoke? That's such a last century habit. Do you still smoke, Bon?
Nope.
See, exactly. Have you put loads of weight on like I did?
Nope.
Bitch.
I think I did the opposite.
You lost weight when you quit smoking?
No, I think I just lost weight generally. Nothing to do with smoking.
That's because you had kids and they sucked it out of you. That's what happens to women when they have the kids, isn't it, honey?
I would, yeah, maybe. But Bex was skinny before having kids and after having kids. I was fat before having kids.
You've never been fat.
Who's fat?
Rebecca, I was.
Who's Rebecca?
I don't remember that. You're just making that up.
I haven't.
I was at my fattest when I was 18.
I was fatter than I am now.
You used to cycle to work, and that was like 20,000 miles away from us. With just you in a backpack and a big red face.
Oh, when I worked at Landmark?
No, when you worked at Lochmorlock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's freaking miles away. It's like 12, 13 miles away.
When did you work at Lochmorlock,
Bob? One summer once upon a time ago.
When we were living in the flat. You worked at
Vegas had more jobs than anyone I know. Most random jobs. A painter and decorator.
Oh, that would have been cool.
She faked that she was a painter. And she got the job. I was like...
That was bad. But,
what did you have to dress up as? What was that thing you had to dress up as?
Oh, an elf.
I work at Santa's Grotto.
Oh, did you work at Santa's Grotto?
No, not in Avmore. This was in York.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was Christmas time and I was desperate. So I got a job as Santa's little helper at the Grotto in the shopping mall. And I think 4 hours.
And 4 hours
lasted. It's funny because I was looking through my old pictures and I found a picture of like me in Oxford, but it was me, Beck, Sarah Jane, you, and Miranda, all in Oxford. I was like, how bizarre is that?
Me?
Yeah, because we all met up in Oxford. Aylesbury.
It wasn't Oxford.
It was in Aylesbury we met up, yeah. That's Oxford. Yeah, because Miranda was doing something, and Sarah Jane was in the area, and Bong lived down there at the time, and we were working in Borehamwood.
That's when I worked at the Rare Breeds Farm.
That's right, yeah. And we worked in a pub in Borehamwood. And Wendover. We worked in a pub in Wendover.
Another one of my random jobs.
Yeah, it was really random, that, didn't it?
Yeah. I forgot about that time. When Siri and Miranda came down on the bus or the train or something.
Yeah, but it just everyone seemed to just meet up in, of all bizarre places, Aylesbury.
Yeah.
And then we all went out for a night out, did we not?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember. I must have been drunk, like, but...
Probably.
Hmm.
Do you mean probably?
What do I mean, probably?
Yeah.
Well, weren't we always drunk back in those days?
No, maybe you were.
No, you were.
you look for a fight. Is that what you look for? You look for a fight.
But it's Miranda, I haven't heard him speak yet.
Miranda, I wish I could get hold of him. I've tried and tried, but he's never online, so either his computer's broke or he's
the elusive Miranda, I tell you.
Oh god, there's two people on this planet who are incredibly elusive, and one of them is Miranda and the other one is Jono.
Who?
Jono. Do you not know Jono?
Jono, yeah.
Yeah, and he's, it's so hard to get hold of.
It's funny, you know how you were talking about your football match?
I wasn't there.
No, oh, who's there?
The boy in Alistair.
I have a photo of that.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
You have to send it
somewhere.
To me.
Yeah, so no, I'm in the States now. I don't have photos.
Well, why did you just say you have a photo of that?
It's in Cromarty.
Well, then you don't have a photo of that, do you?
I thought I had it up. I thought maybe I had it somewhere. I think, do you know what? I think it's... Oh. Do you know, I thought I had it up on Facebook, but I don't.
I did say to you when you're in Cromarty to come across with your photos and I'd scan them all for you.
How many did I fucking scan for you, Sean?
Some. Maybe
shit.
10 or 11 or something.
Bullshit.
So...
Bullshit.
Where was I for this whole football match thing? Because I remember the whole...
Kenny Sun was there.
You rang. But
Kenny Sun and Leaf.
And there was a Danish guy. Was it Lasser or...?
Yeah, well, he had a funny face.
One of them. Maybe it was Philip. One of them was there.
Jono was there, Alistair was there, and the boy
Martin.
Was there.
I was in Australia.
Oh, that's why you weren't there.
Yeah.
Where was I?
I don't know.
I must have been in the bridge at the time. Sean, were you there for the punctured lung thing then?
No, I wasn't there. I was in Australia for that as well.
Alright.
No, I was in Australia for the punctured lung. We were in London. The punctured lung. Because that was winter. That was.
Well, Alistair couldn't drink coffee.
Couldn't
but he
drink
did.
Coffee. I just remember him phoning him up saying he ran the length of the football pitch and his lung had collapsed. I was like, what? That was a really funny story, though. But...
I was laughing. Have you heard it, Bummer? No? Have you heard the podcast?
Yeah.
It's funny.
I know.
We'll have to hear funny stories from the Garretts because you guys have got tons.
We don't have any funny
you
stories.
You have tons of funny stories.
I have no memory.
Me either, Bong. Do you know what I had to do the day? I wrote on a forum the other day, right, and I wrote Britain twice. I spelled it wrong twice. I had to Google it and see how it spelled Britain. I was like, that's
see, I have this problem as well.
Oh, this is, I'm fucking, my brain is no longer. I can't spell. Even little words. I'm like typing. I'm like, wait a minute.
I do that as well. And you type in a word like and you're looking and go, that's not spelled right. And then I have to actually Google it to make sure it is spelled right, just to reassure myself that I'm doing it right.
Yeah. You should see the random words I've put into Google. They're like really basic, like Primary 5 shit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I use Twitter all the time as well, and I'm terrified of misspelling things on Twitter.
I get really pissed off with, like... By the way, Rebecca definitely has not got an A in it. Can I just say that now?
What, doesn't?
There's no... A indefinitely.
And I always spell it with an A.
No, there's no A in it.
I know, because every time I go to write it, I think, Jojo always has a moan about this, but I always still spell it A-T-L-L-Y. Or
oh.
A. But it's not as an I, isn't it?
It's
an
yeah.
I.
Definite L-E.
Yeah, it's definitely an I.
It really
but I'm the grammar police. I should know better.
Aye, you should.
You're a what?
I'm in the grammar police.
You're in the grammar police, are you?
Who am
did
I?
You join the grammar police?
Sean, don't you remember 2 nights ago when I was like, I'm the grammar police, you've got a spell mistake on your podcast site?
Oh, yeah, God. How anal can you get?
I know.
And then I told her I was going to change it, but Joe, I haven't changed it.
Don't go changing, Johnny.
Don't go changing my podcast.
Oh, I've listened to so much Michael Jackson. I know that wasn't Michael Jackson, but I have listened to so
have
much
seen,
Michael
like,
Jackson.
The top 40 in Britain is like 40 Michael Jackson songs.
I bet it is. I haven't looked at it, but I assumed that that's how it would be.
Yeah, it's just really annoying that like some of his best ones aren't being played as much as they should be.
Well, you know,
we started on Michael Jackson when we were in the park the other day. Like, okay, we're in Dolores Park, like, and it's Gay Pride this weekend, or it was.
Is it?
So it was, yeah. And so we're in the park, and it's a fucking hot as fuck day. Like, the park, you couldn't even see green. It was just people everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're sitting up on the hill. Anyway, this, like, girl comes along with a bike and, like one of them, like, baby carrier things on the back. But it had a sound system in it. So they parked right next to us, and they were playing tunes. Like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and they were dancing, and there was, like, lesbians and drag people. And so we're just sitting there. And then somebody's like, is anyone got an iPod? And Naftali's like, I do. I have one. Like, yeah, put it on. So he put on Michael Jackson. Well, it was like all these people just came from nowhere. Like, it's like, woo! So it's like Michael Jackson party took over the park. And, yeah, I had to get up and dance. Had to.
I know this sounds really nasty, but sometimes I wish that he died 15 years ago. No. Let me explain.
No, let me explain.
Because I wish
he died. You're going to say something else in 15 years. That's bullshit.
Because he just declined. He spent 15 years declining. And I think that if he died then, his death would have been even more of an impact. And I think he deserved more of an impact.
Like, come on.
I don't know. It was kind of a blip in what was happening in everyone's lives, whereas it should have been a major thing. He is like a major artist in the world. He's done some of the greatest pop songs ever.
I know. We've had a few conversations recently, right? Our friend Steph, he said the other night in the pub, who's more famous, Muhammad Ali or Michael Jackson?
And I was like,
fucking Michael Jackson. Are you serious, Steph? He's like, really? I was like, yes. Of course. Even asking that question. Anyway, so yesterday we had the conversation of who, if somebody died now, who would have the most impact?
Like, Barack Obama.
No, Rebecca. No. We're talking about pop music or whatever. And we said Madonna. If Madonna died, it would be
No, not Madonna.
No, because in terms of like popularity and well-known and whatever. So Madonna, yeah. And then somebody said, we said Stevie Wonder died. And they're like, no. They're like, no. I was like, come on, has Stevie Wonder died?
No, everywhere.
I think someone would make more of an impact if they were a younger. When they're like Madonna and they've had like a huge back catalogue, it's not as a big of an impact as someone that you feel you've been robbed of.
But Stevie Wonder is the music.
Yeah, but he's one of the greatest artists alive, but he's been around for so long, he's got a massive catalogue. If he died tomorrow,
it would be the same, because everybody would come out and be like, because he's been around since he was like 10 or whatever.
Yeah, but the thing is with Stevie Wonder is that I still prefer his older stuff than his newer stuff. So I'm not that fussed, but if it was an artist who said done 3 albums and then died, and he was huge for them 3 albums, and you think, Christ, he could have done another 10 and everyone would have still loved him.
Who?
What I'm saying, there is none, because I've had this argument at work, okay? You can think of every decade that's gone since the 50s and named some incredible artist, apart from this decade we're in. There is no one, there is no idols. We have had not one idol.
Fame is so crap these days.
Because you get to the decades, you got the 50s, you got like Elvis, you got 60s, the Beatles and the Stones, you got 70s, you got Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, and you got punk broke in the 70s, so you got Sex Pistols, and then you go into the 80s, and even though that was crap, you still get Madonna and the Smiths. And
Duran Duran had a plane here in like a few days.
Duran Duran. And then you go in the 90s, you got Nirvana, and then you got the flip side where you got Blur and Oasis. And then you go into the noughties, and we've got Siggy fucking Doherty. What's his name? From the
Pete Doherty.
Yeah, and that silly drunken wench who everyone thinks is amazing, and I think.
Anyway,
yeah.
Her first album is phenomenal.
I've only heard Back to Black, and it's never really done anything for me. So.
Oh, no, because...
And everyone fucking raves about is flipping Duffy.
Oh, piss off.
Can't stand her voice.
She's got Down syndrome.
She sounds like a Fraggle.
She's like, hey, Pepsi Cola, whatever that happened was, I did, I'm so shit. McDonald's.
It's like her being as bad as her music, you know? There's nothing...
She's a one-hit wonder, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, ditto. I agree. Let's have a shot. Let's put it on the podcast that we will have her shot.
You have to be careful about things like that.
No, you don't. No one listens to my podcast. Well, I said my podcast, our podcast. I'm just hosting it. Like Terry Wogan. You can call me Terry if you want.
That's funny, right? Because when I was listening back on the other ones that you've done with the boy and Alistair, I was like, Sean really does sound like a DJ.
You do.
A Radio 2 DJ, she said, which I'm not sure if I like that.
I said BBC 6.
Oh, you did say. You would have been nice to me. Thanks. Thank you.
That's a proper compliment, that one.
Yes, I think you do.
You fit the bill.
Shut up, Jojo. You're just taking a piss now. I'm not taking a piss.
I think you have a very good... You have a good radio voice.
No one can tell what I'm saying. I spent all day at work with people going, what? Eh? Because they can't tell what I'm saying. Speak English.
I don't know what kind of people you've been speaking to that don't understand you.
Oh, they speak Doric, and I can't tell the word they're saying. And I'm like,
I remember like when Louisa Boyd delivered leaflets, like for Lamarck, and I went in the van with them that day, and they were doing like the Aberdeen run. Oh my God, we stopped this man and asked for directions to some like random bed and breakfast on a farm. And this guy, I was in the middle, like, in the fucking white vans. I was sitting in the middle. The boy's like, excuse me, mate, where is whatever this fucking B&B was called. And the guy stopped. And he was like a proper farmer. I was a credit to cop in the domino news. Oh my god, I was fucking wetting myself laughing. Like, the tears were just uncontrollable. Like, fucking, I was like... Who the fuck?
It's a bizarre.
How can you understand
that?
No,
I can. That's the Queenie, is it? The wifey and the, you know, it's like, what the fuck are you saying?
Oh. It's like, well, people, not Wolverhampton, Birmingham. When they have with each other. It really is like a foreign language.
It's like that with really strong accents all over the world. If you like, even Liverpool, is, I find really hard sometimes.
I love this guy.
But when they're talking with each other,
yeah,
it can be really, you're like, what they're saying? They do that, don't they? They do though. I know what they do. And you're like, what the fuck? But then I know a lot of my friends can't tell what I'm saying. Like when we get together as a group of friends, because supposedly we speak really fast and with the accents and we bounce, supposedly. Well, I know you guys do. I don't. I'm monotone. I stay in the same.
The Indonesian accent. I'm sorry, but the Indonesian accent is like, oh my god.
I don't mind the Indonesian accent. I don't like Doric, but I don't mind the Indonesian.
But when I hear the Indonesian accent, especially spoken amongst thick individuals, it just sounds like, oh my god. I don't. Why do I have to have that accent?
Why does Gary McInnes jump into my head at the moment? You mean like his accent?
Don't be shy, George, your pop.
No way. Like, how's it going? Like, oh, I got total head on, man.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
All right, my shadow.
Later, baby. Found that in your glove compartment, man.
You know you're the third person who's given me this today? God.
But what do you reckon you're gonna do?
I don't know, man. I'll probably end up signing it. I just don't want to give in so easy.
Man, it's the same bullshit they tried to pull in my day. You know, if it ain't that piece of paper, some other choice they're gonna try and make for you. You gotta do what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do, man. And let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are gonna try to get you to follow. You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Well, I'm gonna go out soon, because I've got the urge to go tenpin bowling.
I went tenpin bowling the other day.
Was it good?
It was small. I expected it. You know, you think of Grease 2, you think of bowling alleys. That's what we sang the whole way there, actually.
I just want to point out, I never, ever think of Grease 2.
I do.
Ever.
I do. I, because I can quote the whole movie as well, so, and I know all the songs, so, you know, when somebody said, let's go tenpin bowling, I was like, oh, we're going to score tonight. And everyone was like, yeah, and they sang along with me.
We're
so.
Going to rock, we're going to roll, we're going to rock.
Gonna pop,
this is
gonna
my
pop.
Podcast. If you don't shut up, I'll turn you off. That's like saying, oh, I know Michael Jackson, but I'd rather sing his brother's songs.
How is...
Because
what?
Grease 2 is like so inferior to Grease.
Yeah, it's inferior, but it's still good.
No, it's not.
It is. People just, you know, they're so cool. You know, oh no, Grease is the only one. No, Grease 2 is so shit.
But Grease 2 is crap.
Yes, but that's why it's good.
Yeah, it's good shit, you know?
No, you're seeing it through the rose-tinted glasses of youth. Because you have the zeitgeist that you had, of the feeling you had when you first watched it when you were a kid. I have
that's
this,
why
I have this
watch...
with Jesus Christ Superstar. When I watched that, I love that film. And I can understand now that why people hate it so much, but I do love it so much. And Empire Records and Days of Confusion.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I love Empire Records. Do you know, I have to deal with science fiction now.
I love science fiction.
I hate it.
But
I hate
you're
it.
A woman, that's because your mind doesn't work
no,
like that.
No, I don't believe that's the case, because I have spoken to a few other nerdy fuckers, like, and they're women.
You know nerd girls?
Well, I don't like to.
I've always wanted to meet a nerd
girl. I just roll my eyes and, oh my god.
You've just not seen the right sci-fi yet, that's all.
Deep Space Galactica Star
Battling Force. Is awesome.
Whatever.
Have you seen The Big Bang Theory?
Nope, don't want to.
Oh, you no, I think you'd like that, because it takes the piss out of nerds.
Have you seen Up? Have you seen Up?
No.
No.
I've heard that the first half an hour is possibly the most incredible filmmaking ever made, and the last hour is, like, kind of a bit dull.
It's not dull.
It's Pixar. I cried it's Pixar. My eyes it's not going to be dull.
It's beautiful. It's such a good movie. Like, it's, I didn't even know what I was going to see. I thought, like, I was speaking to someone, my friend Sam, and she was talking about a movie she'd been to see. Now, in my head, I thought she said Up, right? But no, she was actually talking about something called Planet Earth or something. So when I went to go and see Up at the cinema with, like, Robin and Will and Natalie, and I was like, oh, yeah, I think it's like a documentary about Planet Earth. So when I got there, and I started watching it, I was like, oh, my God.
Did you go to IMAX, or did you just stay at the normal cinema?
We watched it in 3D.
Oh, did you watch it in 3D? Was it good?
Yeah, in the Castro Cinema.
Really? Cool. I suppose that I've heard a lot about this new 3D stuff that's coming out, and it's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, really, because like, it's not the old-style paper glasses, is it?
It's actual glasses, like.
Yeah, but it works differently from the old style glasses. Yeah. See, it's a total different.
Yeah. I can't even remember the last time I went to the cinema.
Becky, it's like that's what I do now.
We went to Terminator 3, which I wasn't very impressed with.
No, I wouldn't be. I didn't want to go.
I think the last film I was truly impressed with at the cinema is when me and Ims went watching Stardust.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, man, I absolutely loved that film. I was, like, totally taken by it because it. I was expecting a really shitty kids film. It's not. It's fucking brilliant.
I've heard a few people like make really good comments about that film, and I see clips of it. I'm just like, yeah, look.
No,
so
I saw clips of it. And thought, oh, it's just a stupid love story. But God, it's so well told, and it's like it just sucks you in, and it's just such a good. It's one of those very, very few films that are just such good feeling films.
Hmm.
I'd highly advise it, even especially
Up
for you. You've got two kids. Up's going to be because Up's a Pixar film, so it's going to be great.
It's brilliant.
If the new Ice Age film isn't good, I'm going to beat up the people who made it because I love the first Ice Age.
I can't wait to see Bruno.
I'm going to wait till they put the Michael Jackson stuff back in.
I love him. He's so funny.
I want to see The Hangover as well because it's
good. Oh, I went to see it, Shawnee. I went to see it the other night.
The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Oh, yeah, I want to see it.
It's fucking hilarious. Mark will love it, Beck.
Oh.
See, the guy with the beard who's in that film. He's got if you go to funnyordie.com, website, his name's Ant, what's his name? He's got a Greek name. He's very funny. But he does a little show called Between Two Ferns.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the few times ever I've cried laughing. Because it's so funny.
I cried laughing
at the film. But he's got, what he does, he's like he interviews people. And then on the first one, he interviews Michael Cera. You know the guy who's in...
Oh, yeah.
I fancy him.
Yeah, he's cool.
And he interviews him, and it's so unbelievably funny. I'm not joking. Yeah. It's like so well done, and he's like such a bad interviewer, and it's like just done really well. And then he interviews the chick out of she was in Star Wars, the new one, and she was in what's her name? And she was in that one with the guy from Scrubs, wrote that one, which is really good.
Garden State,
which is an ace film. She's in that. Natalie Portman, yeah, he does one with Natalie Portman. It's like really funny, and he gets totally out of hand and he gets really sick. It's just really, really funny. You have to see it.
What's it called?
Between Two Ferns, as in ferns, as in the plant.
Oh, okay.
It's done like an interview show. So there's like two plants and then two chairs, and they sit and they interview each. He interviews them and starts asking them questions. And it starts off like a normal interview, but then about a couple of minutes in, you start realizing that something's not quite right. And then it just gets really, really, really funny. So, I will put the link on YouTube. Not YouTube, Facebook. I'll put it on Facebook for you. So that you can see it, because it is honestly very, very funny.
Facebook.
Okay, you two speak between yourselves. I'm going for a beer. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Well, I'm going to pee.
But just leave me then.
I need to pee as well really badly, so.
Sorry, while we're gone.
Okay, you speak to yourself. I'm going to keep on recording, so you tell us a story. Tell me the story of, I've only heard Leaf's side of the story from when your dad's retirement, was it? And you decided all to send Leaf down to save Boyd.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and the next day Leaf looked like a panda bear. And it was really funny. Because he said that all he was done was pushed by about five women to go and split it up because you're big. And he says all he remembers is like knuckles flying and then him lying on the ground, and that's it.
Yeah, that was one of those. That was one of those Carbridge like gossip stories.
Yeah, it was. It was. But Leaf didn't know what was going on. He had no idea what. He didn't know any of these people.
Well, he was about to split up a married woman.
He was shagging Boyd.
And Boyd, yes, yeah. And the husband was there, I think.
But, yeah, it was Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah, I know.
Jimmy's Irish and was grew up fighting on the streets and stuff. And Leaf yeah. kind of went in and went, calm down. And then nearly died.
I totally forgot about all that, you know. Like I thought you were going for a beer.
I am, but I thought I'd wait till Bon comes back.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I forget about these things. I remember the Boyd and Lorraine and... Oh, was it Lorraine?
Yeah, yes. It was Lorraine, yeah.
Lorraine, yeah. But I was like, oh my God, scandalous. But, you know, where did they go? They went next door into the next door neighbour's garden.
In the garden, yeah. When you're drunk, that's miles away.
What's going on? I was at the toilet.
Okay, you explain. I'm going to the toilet.
Do you remember at Dad's retirement party, yeah, where Boyd and Lorraine were getting on in the next door neighbour's garden? Remember?
Yeah.
And then we sent Lorraine to break up the fight, because Jimmy was there, and Jimmy was beating up Boyd. Huh?
Who got sent in to break up?
Leaf.
All right.
Sean's just saying that apparently we all pushed him over the fence, like, go, you're big, you go split it up. And then poor Leaf got a black eye.
Did he? From who?
Well, I'm assuming Jimmy.
Alright.
Or, I don't know, maybe Lorraine. I don't know. I wouldn't mess with Lorraine.
Neither. She's a horsey woman.
She's a what?
A horsey woman.
Yep.
Horse women are always big and feisty.
What about us? Were we? I'm not really a horsewoman anymore, though, I suppose.
No, neither.
I kind of wish I was. I don't like the what's the word? I don't like the fuck, what's that word? Oh, brain. What do you call it when someone's, like, supposed to be like something, but they're not? Do you know what I mean?
Myth?
No, like, horsey women are always like, oh, horsey woman.
Stereotype?
I was like, fuck, I didn't think I was ever like that, was I?
Stereotype?
Who's a horsey woman?
Stereotype, yes. I don't like the stereotype of horsewoman.
No, you're not a horsewoman. I can tell what...
But that's why, because when I say, oh, I like horses, like, oh, well, you've got red hair. And all gingers. all gingers were into horses at one time. I don't know why that is.
You're an Eowyn.
A who?
Eowyn.
An Eowyn?
Eowyn. So the old English for horsewoman.
Oh. I'm not English.
I know, but it's the old English... Forget it.
Yo, you and
what?
We were horsey people, but we weren't, like, proper, like...
We weren't... We didn't actually have horses.
Compete. You know, there was none of that. We just worked at a checking centre and loved
horses. Yeah, we weren't rich enough to own horses.
You didn't prefer horses to boys. Or music.
That's what happens.
Or normal things, like, which is what happens to horsey women who...
Yes,
only
most girls find boys.
Yeah.
That's what happens, yeah.
That is what happens.
I found Aviemore. That's what happened to me.
I found Aviemore.
I followed.
You followed Becky. First time that we took Rebecca out in Aviemore, yeah? We took her out to
Sheffield. How old was I? Like, 15 or...
Is there a horse in the room with you?
First time we took Becky out to Aviemore, me and Sarah Jane, took her to Sheffield, yeah? Who the fuck? We all got out. Me and Sarah got ID'd. Becky walked straight in front of us.
Like, it was Kerry.
Huh?
It was Kerry. Wasn't it?
Kerry?
I thought it was you and Kerry.
I thought it was me and Sadie.
I thought it was you and Kerry.
No, I think it was Sadie, no? Because, like, I remember we were at Chevy's.
No,
okay. But, yeah, and then you got... we were like, yeah,
no, I had Kerry's ID.
Oh, well, there you go. Sarah Jane must have been there too, though.
Right, carry on.
Yeah, so...
She just walked straight in.
We're like, yeah, it'll be cool, Becky, it'll be fine, you'll be fine. She walked straight in, I get ID'd. I was like, what the fuck?
I remember... I've got a great memory of Chevy's where when I was 18 or 19 and I always felt like I didn't fit in, especially because I hated dance music, and everywhere we went it was a you know, that crap. And then one night we went to Chevy's because someone invited us, and I remember I was completely wasted when we got in there on many different things, and sat down, and the first song that I heard was the Shame and Blues by The Doors, And the second one was Voodoo Child by Hendrix. And them two songs, one after the other, and it was just awe-inspiring. Because I'd never heard the live version of Voodoo Child. I'd never heard Shame and Blues by Doors before. And I was like, wow. And then when we went back after that, it turned into drum and bass. All the Chevys. And I must have just hit the night with some guy on who just decided to listen to good music.
Yeah, but then, do you know what happened after, when we took Rebecca out? And Mum and Dad was on holiday, I remember this. And so we went out, went to Crofters, and
I remember that silent. I was what, 16? Only just 16? I can't remember how old I was young.
Yeah, right? And there was this one black boy in Crofters, yeah? So you know what, like, everyone's like, ooh, like, all the girls were pure, like, flocking to this black guy. And Becky took him home, like...
You dirty whore.
Yeah, not like that, though. Like, hold on a minute, Joe.
You didn't
think I did anything with them, really.
Those girls seething, like, girls were just, like, wanting to tear your hair out, like.
I went to Crofters many times looking for a woman, but never found one.
Away.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I'm not having kids just yet. Although Naftali's really excited. He's like, I just want to see what we could create.
That is true. That could be very, very disturbing.
He's desperate for ginger babies. I'm like, you can fuck right off. Like, knowing my luck, they'll come out pure white. They'll come out like albinos with ginger hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw a kid the other day. Mother black, father white, kid red hair.
Really?
Yeah, she's from Barbados.
Yeah, the red-haired gene is stronger than the black-haired gene.
Oh, God.
But it's a recessive gene, right? So...
So they say.
Yeah. But that theory doesn't always work, because you see parents of redheads with redheads, so...
Well, like...
It was semi-red.
But, like, I've told you, like, Naftali's mom is brown and his dad is white, and he's the only one that came out brown out of his brothers and sisters.
Mm. So there's a strong white gene there.
Yeah.
You are gonna have ginger babies.
You will have probably. Ginger babies.
Shut up!
No, I think it's cool if you get a ginger girl.
Yeah, maybe.
Not so much ginger
boy. If you have
boy.
A ginger girl, you can call her Sean. And if you have a ginger boy, you can call him Sean. That's fine by me.
No, he wants, if we have a boy, he wants to call him Leonard. After Leonard Nimoy. I'm like, that's just gay.
Well, see, this is why you have to watch The Big Bang Theory, because one of the characters in that is called Leonard. And they take the piss out of Trekkies and stuff like that all the time. It's very, very...
Trekkers! Funny. Trekkers!
Whatever. I mean, doesn't
matter. I got
matter.
My head bitten off of that. I'm not a Trekkie, I'm a Trekker.
So
he's got a fucking... He's got a tattoo, yeah? He's got one of them... What's that thing?
Klingon.
What? Yeah, it could be that. Yeah,
it's
this
Klingon,
triangle
you've
thing.
Told me, yeah. It's a Klingon thing.
He was probably showing it to someone yesterday, and they were like, oh my god, I never knew we had that,
He posted the original Star Trek ship on Facebook, and I had a bit of a nerdgasm. You can tell him that I had a bit of a nerdgasm when I saw it. I think I actually wrote something probably really derogative.
He was in Washington at the museum thing, and he was desperate. He couldn't find Michael Jackson's glove, and he couldn't find Darth Vader, so he came home like... He was a little bit like, ugh. He's like, but I saw the Enterprise.
Yeah.
It's not the real Enterprise. It is
the one they used in the actual footage. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I'm lost now.
Yeah, me too, Beck. I try to keep up, but it's
a boy thing. You'll never understand.
Never understand.
Having boobs and vaginas is a terrible, terrible flaw.
Speak for yourself.
What do you mean, speak for myself?
I have boobs.
They're not boobs, they're moobs. There's a difference. Women have boobs, men have moobs.
I've seen so many boobs in the park the other day. Oh my god. It's funny as well because like there's like massive lesbian presence in the park. And it's funny because generally the ones who go naked are the ones that should not go naked.
Do you find that, isn't it? It's really odd. Yeah.
That's what I was saying to someone. I was like, that girl didn't just have love handles. She had chest handles and rib handles. Like, like I swear, she looked like one of the deflated chairs. Like, I swear.
Like a climbing wall that you can climb in.
It wasn't even as sturdy as a climbing wall. Honest to God, you could lose your hand in there. It was just like, come on, and your tits are huge, and they're hanging down at your... And they're pierced. Come on, like, oh.
Oh,
man.
Just really fat.
Yeah.
But then it's okay, though.
I saw a picture that's a bong post on Facebook of that fat girl.
She's not fat.
Oh, Hillary.
Yeah, hello, wake up.
Yeah, sorry, I was just massaging my eyebrows.
Okay.
I've got a sore head, and apparently there's a spot in your eyebrows that you can massage, isn't it?
Also, between your thumb and your foot, in that triangle bit, your thumb, the bit that hurts if you hit it too hard, but it's not.
Yeah,
that is something.
And your feet.
Like that.
There's one that's all your feet, pressure point.
Yeah.
So
that's reflexive.
Take your shoes off if you've got your shoes on, straight away. And elevate your feet.
I'm reclined, man. I'm sitting on my recliner chair at home.
How do you have a recliner chair?
We've got two.
I have four.
Oh, four?
Four.
We've got a foot on.
Foot on what? Boom, boom.
Yeah. We've got a red sort of... What is that stuff? That sort of brushed suede or something. I don't know what it is. It's like... it's like
corduroy?
Camel skin.
I don't know.
Camel skin.
Moleskin.
Oh, moleskin, yeah.
Moleskin, yes. Camels and moleskin.
Is it really moles? No, it can't be.
No, it can't be. Do you know any moles it would take to make a futon cover?
No, they're moles are smaller than mice, aren't they?
Are you going to make me guess or are you going to tell me?
What?
Oh, was that?
No, but you have to catch a mole. Have you ever tried and catch a mole? Like, they're really difficult to find. They might be blind.
Have you never seen mole traps? Obviously
I've seen
not.
Mole hills.
No, mole traps.
Yeah, you see like 100 mole hills and never a mole.
Yeah, but then you get a mole trap, and I bet you all the mole hills you see is only one mole.
Badgers and moles.
No, but have you ever seen you can catch a mole trap? You can catch a mole in a mole trap in about the space of 2 nights. If you see lots of mole hills, you just dig a hole and put a mole trap in.
Pokemon,
have you done it, Sean?
No, but Joan used to do it the snack bar all the time.
Yeah, I was Dave.
My Uncle Dave.
Yeah, Uncle Dave. How is he?
He's fine, I think. Master Who. He lives in Boat of Gartney.
Does he?
But, yeah.
That was so funny when your Uncle Dave lived with you in the house, like...
there was nothing amusing about that, okay? My parents left me when I was... How old would I have been? I was 18, maybe? I think I was 18 or 19.
Oh, they went to leave?
And they went to... Yeah, they went to run the pub.
Oh, they were like 20-something. That was like 98. I was 18. It was like 98 when they went to the pub in Leeds.
I thought that was before Glasgow. It was before Glasgow, and I turned 21 in Glasgow. So I must have been
20. Yeah, but I was in 1998. That was the year we were up at your house.
No, it wasn't.
It was so.
It wasn't 98.
Yes, it was. It
can't have been 98.
It was 98, because it was the same. It was, because, like, do you not remember, like, it's when the Suede album came out, it's when Jamiroquai came out, it's when...
I have memories of me and Peter going to look at colleges in Rose Cottage. And when my mum and dad weren't there. Maybe it was different. Maybe it was a different time. Remember, I get confused. I get confused easily. But we were
because 98...
I turned 21 in Glasgow, remember?
Yeah, but you lived in the house, then you went to Glasgow. It must have been.
But however old you are, what happened?
Yeah,
Dave lived in the house.
My mum and dad moved down to run a pub in Lee and left me in the house by myself, which I was very happy with. But then my Uncle David split up with his fiancée. And him being the mental, freaking, alcoholic, crazy nutter, they thought, oh, you can move in with Sean. And at the time, Rose Cottage only had one bedroom. Because my mum went through one of her redecorating phases and knocked bedroom down. And so the lounge was, like, really big. And there was only one bedroom. So we had to share the bedroom. So I got the bedroom at the weekends. Because I was working Saturday, Sunday, Monday at the garage. And... David got the rest of the week when he was supposed to be working, but he never was because he was always drunk. And it was just freaking mental. It was just crazy, crazy time. And it started off that he was like really, really bad to all my friends, if you remember rightly, because he threatened to beat up Miranda and And then by the middle of it,
he looked, mellowed.
Well, we mellowed him out totally because we drugged him up to the eyeballs.
Just what?
We drugged him up to the eyeballs. That's why we mellowed him out. And
we mellowed him out.
Yeah, we totally mellowed him out. And then we ended up. He ended up being part of like a friendship group. It was really bizarre.
He
kind of fitted in, and every time you get really wasted, he'd start doing the Strasbourg cast. And he'd start dancing to the Counting Crows. And
he was obsessed with that song on the Suede album, I remember that much. Like, come on, put it on, yeah, Arshon, put it on.
There was that one, there was a level of song he was obsessed with, and the Counting Crows song he was obsessed with. So, yeah, it was very funny. Very funny times. It's got lots of good memories. Remember them two guys that worked on the water coaster?
Yes.
Terry and...
Yes.
They ring bells.
They hung out with us at the house.
Yeah.
And they were at the Spoon a lot as well.
Yeah, and I never had any money because I only worked 3 days a week. And one of them used to constantly just say, oh, no, come on, I'll buy you drinks. And he'd just get me wasted every night. And we ended up going like across to Alistair's and we're getting wasted. And it was just, we had so much fun. It was like so cool. It was such a good time.
I think at this point I was still a little bit young.
Slightly too young. It wasn't until 99 when we moved into the flat that I really got to know Bonga.
Do you know where your lad's going tonight?
What happened? Do you want the whole story of that? What happened is we were...
Martin Mitchell was there.
Yeah, but he didn't throw anything on the fire.
There was like 3 cans thrown on that fire.
Yeah.
One wasn't enough. Like.
But the first one was the Martin from the Lorelei who did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we came up and we were feeding him cider all night. And he was really, really pissed. And we got to the... And he was just sitting on the couch, quiet as anything. He went for a piss and he came back down and he just shouted grenade and ran out of the room.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? And then when we looked, he threw on... Luckily, it was an empty can of my deodorant on the fire. And it, of course, it banged, but it didn't really explode properly. And we thought that was really funny, so we thought we'd try it with... A full can of deodorant, and so we threw that on, and that blew up really big. So it was funny, but it was when we threw on
the couch moved backwards.
No,
like.
It was the last one, the very, very last one we threw. Well, I didn't throw it on. I was hiding outside at this point, but they threw on. It was like a liter of hairspray, and it was full. He only bought it the day before, and it never been used. And he threw that on, and it if you remember rightly, it not only set the lounge on fire, it set the couch.
Well,
on fire.
Paper,
it melted
paper
the couch.
Things on the wall just went.
It blew the TV up. It blew all the coal dust out the top of the chimney and
onto
Amy's
car. I know, that's like 2 inches thick soot all over
it,
Amy's car.
It blew the windows off the two windows on the outside were on like kind of pins, and it blew one of them off the pin as well. It was so violent. I'm not joking. It was like it really went off, and there was like a mushroom cloud came out the top of the.
Bloody death.
It was so funny. We all survived, and it was so funny. And like everyone,
what a fucking mess the place was in.
Oh, completely. We completely destroyed the house.
The carpet was just black. It was disgusting. I mean, the house was already disgusting.
The carpet melted, and the couch melted, and the TV didn't work after that because it got soot in it, and the stereo didn't work properly. And Colin came back, and he's like, "What have you done?" And we're like, "We kind of blew up the house." And Amy's car. We tried to clean Amy's car. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And we found out afterwards that if you try and wipe soot off a car, it just scratches it, and we basically took a top layer of paint off her car. And like we really fucked up big stuff. But it was funny. So
how did you think putting a can of a litre of hairspray on a fire?
I didn't put it on. I just want to point out, I didn't do any of this, okay? I was just a witness. Because at the time it seemed very funny because it was the Kaylee week, and we were very, very drunk. You see, it was the night before that we got Martin from the Lorelei up, and we pressed record and got him with the 12-string singing songs, and he was just supposed to be farting about, and then he ended up giving us them 2 songs, remember? Which, originally, I was the only person who had a copy, but then my computer crashed, and I don't own any of them anymore. But they're still out there. I still think people own copies of them. So, I actually sent a copy to the new Lorelei guys. Because you know they reformed.
Yeah.
And I sent a copy to Beefy.
Is the Martin one dead?
Well, I spoke to Beefy. This is when I was at Duthel, and he was asking me, he was saying, "Can you get us a gig at the Struan?" And I had to explain to him that the Struan was no more. And I was asking him about Martin. He said, "Well, when they reformed the band, he invited Martin round to his house to see if he could do it, and he said he turned up pissed. And he got there and he basically wet himself and he was like such a mess that they had to throw him out of the house, and then he's not spoke to him since. Or something along those lines. He's like, supposedly he's a complete and utter mess. So,
Well, you could see that coming.
Yeah.
It was a shame though, because he was such a good singer. He was a really, really good singer. And that night, if you go on the Lorelei website and they talk about the best gigs ever played, this the Struan one is still voted the best.
I know, I saw that on their website. It's so funny. It said something dressing up in police uniforms. Like, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I know, when I read that, I was like, oh my god.
Oh god.
It's just the fact that they were at Cayley Week, and it was like the room was full with all these old women, and people had come to watch all this traditional folk beforehand. And then the Lorelei came on, and the whole band had dropped acid. That's why they played till 2 in the morning, because they're all out of the skulls. And they played the same, like, 15 songs over and over again, so like two and a half, two. And we went absolutely insane. We actually literally brought the roof down.
We did.
We pulled the roof down.
Pulled the bat, like, the
rafters down. I think there's pictures of that and all.
Hmm?
I think there's actual pictures of
the roof. There is, yeah. And the thing is, when people said, you must have been wasted, it's like, I had one pint of beer all night. That's all I had. It was like a religious experience. It was more of a kind of, you know, when you see when they have the priest talking, and he starts revving up the audience and they all start fainting because they talk about
it.
It was kind of like that. It was like much more like that. They just revved us up so much. So.
It was hilarious. I have the best photo of that night of like Graham and Martin, Kerry and Peter.
That's a brilliant photo.
That's such a good photo.
I still really want to see the one of Peter up the lamppost at their acne.
I know, but like, what happened was those photos were ripped into so many times, and photos taken out and given to people, and the negatives went everywhere. Like,
I know.
I don't know. I don't even know where they are. I did try.
Still, it's good to see pictures of their acne. It was a very funny time.
It's funny because of my memory of Carbridge, there's so many phases.
There is, like, isn't there? Yeah. They're still going through phases at the moment. It's just we're not involved in them.
Yeah. But, like, just our phases that we went through, because there was a whole, like, you know, when Martin was going out with the Canadian girl, Erin, and they had that house.
Yeah, that I have so many good... That's when Mayan and Kerry were there.
Yeah.
There's all that phase, and...
Mill and the Rise on the scene, I remember there was...
See, I left for Australia, and Sarah Jane came on the scene. And that's why... I still don't really know Sarah Jane that well, because I missed the whole her getting involved in the group. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because we went down to London, and then you guys all, she kind of befriended you guys, and then you guys went out doing loads of stuff. I missed that. But yeah, it was really weird that it went on tour as well, as I call it. And I've got really funny memories of like Wolverhampton. And Aylesbury and all these other places in the world with the Carbridge crew. It's just like really weird. So,
I've never been years in Wolverhampton actually.
Did we not play hacky sack through the Cathedral Gardens or something, and I ripped my pants? Something along those lines. I was really, really drunk. I remember we found a hacky sack in Wolverhampton.
Do you remember when you lot all went down to that festival down south? What was the one that you went to?
Donington.
What?
Donington?
I don't know, I'm guessing. I don't know.
No, like you went to like the V Festival or something, or what was it?
Who you talking to?
You, not Johnny.
Me. Oh, we went to Phoenix.
Phoenix Festival, right?
It got stopped the year after because it was too big. They had too many people. It was like 175,000 people. And me, Peter, and Alistair went down to it with no money.
I remember the one thing that I remember about that, because I wasn't there, but it's like you were all standing at like the bus station in Birmingham or something, and the guy came up to Peter Gemmell and was like, I've got connections, mate.
Well, we weren't in the bus station, we were walking around the shopping centre. Shopping centre was just about closed, so it was completely empty. And it was, you know, when shopping centres get that really echoey feel.
Yeah.
They're really quiet, and this black geezer came up dressed in all in like gangster clothes, and he's like, I got connections, mate. And like the gun side of Peter, and I thought Peter nearly pooped himself. So funny. But the thing was, is that it's like the first night we got there, it was a 4-day festival, and I don't remember this because I was wasted. We were really, really wasted. But supposedly they gave me the bus tickets to get home to keep them safe. And me being completely wasted, thought, I know, I put them in my dirty socks. But then when I woke up in the morning, and or like 2 days later, I was like, where's the bus tickets? I was like, I don't know. And like, we gave them to you? He was like, no, you didn't. And I didn't know where they were. And so Alistair had to spend the last of his money on buying us bus tickets back up to Scotland. And we were in the Birmingham bus station for like 14 hours waiting for that bus. Because we had to wait for the cheapest bus, and that was next one.
The Birmingham bus station is probably one of the scariest places I've ever been.
Yeah, and
me too.
We were there for like 14 hours.
It's horrible.
It's awful.
It's
awful.
I know it's awful, yeah. That was, we saw some awesome stuff at that festival. We really did. And it was a heatwave when we were down there. And we had no money. And only Alistair had money, so he decided to eat steak sandwiches while me and Peter, like, watched him.
Robert Early.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you more and more. Oh yeah, that's the song.
That is a beautiful version of a hot boy singing a song.
So is that the one I have to play, is it?
Well, do you know, not only that, that's my wedding song. That's my first dance.
Oh, well, there we'll play that. That's cool. That's a good...
But that's a cover. That's not Stevie.
Oh, is it... I think I've seen this. Is this the really cool guy who plays acoustic guitar?
Yes, yes. Oh, this is Alan.
And he's gorgeous.
He's beautiful.
He looks a lot like me, yeah. I did notice that. Hello? Hello?
Can I do a shout out, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, boy.
What boy?
Get out of my shout out, please. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Hi, boy. Hi, Bex. Hi, Miranda. Hi, Leaf. Hi, Duke. Is that everyone?
Sean.
Hello.
Sean. Hi, Sean.
That's him. Somebody whispering?
You are such a bastard.
Hi, Sean.
What about our other listeners? We have listeners in South America.
Yo, bitches.
They don't speak like that.
Coño.
What does that mean?
Cunt.
Oh, that's it. Shout that to our Spanish listeners.
Viva la Spain.
We have Canadian listeners. No, we don't really know.
Yeah, Mark's listening.
He's no longer Canadian. He's lived too long in the UK to be from Canada now.
The other day, we were sitting having breakfast and we're talking about the flags or something, flags of the world, and I said something about, oh yeah, what did Canada have on their flag again? Is it a beaver? And I was like, I think it's a maple leaf. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, yeah, maybe it's their money that has a beaver. Seriously.
I do find it amusing that the Americans' idea of geography is almost comical. That I don't know. They're just so bad at geography and where people live in the world and what's going on.
Everyone thinks I'm Irish. Do you know how many times you're from Ireland? Like, hi, I've heard that.
I get that in Scotland.
Nobody knows.
My shop.
Oh, nobody knows where Scotland is, I don't.
No, they don't know.
Everyone thinks I'm American.
American?
Yeah.
The boy gets that a lot as well.
Who, boy?
Yeah, he gets a lot. He always, people say, whereabouts in America are you from? It's because it's the Carbridge non-accent you've got.
We have a non-accent in Carbridge?
Well, no, you don't, but Bong does and the boy does.
Wait a minute, I was in Carbridge longer than she was.
Yeah, but you don't have the Carbridge accent. You have the chuck.
Wanna.
I beg your pardon.
How were you there longer than me?
I was there from the age of 2 to the age of 19.
Yeah, and I was there from the age
years.
I was the age of 1 to 18.
That's 17 years. We're the same.
And then I went back.
Yeah, she went back.
And I went to Landmark.
Whatever.
So she's been there longer.
I'm the only one who never worked at Landmark. Can I just say that? I never worked at Landmark.
No, you worked at the Cairns. What a loser.
Excuse me? Who fucking fed you baked tatties all day, every day?
No,
every day.
I never had baked tatties at the Cairns. Have you know? I never leached off you at the Cairns. That was Alistair.
Thank you very much.
Wait,
he was the only one that had any money.
No, he was the one who never had any money and spent all his money
on... I worked at the Landmark, the Cairn, the Struan, Loch and Hooley.
I worked at Loch and Hooley, Darachny, Curbridge Hotel, Landmark. I think that's it.
I worked at Loch and Hooley, the Cairn, the Trekking Centre.
Oh, I worked at Trekking Centre as well. Yeah.
Where else did I work? Nowhere, probably.
I did people's gardens.
Oh, the tuck shop! I worked at the tuck shop! You didn't!
I worked at the tuck shop!
I worked for Black Charlie. For a whole 2 weeks.
Did you pick up leaves?
No, we tidied gardens. We tidied gardens.
He played in Iron Garden.
The thing was that the people
he's
paying...
dead. Black Charlie's dead.
No, he's not. Right. Don't lie.
He's in a home. He's in a home somewhere, and he's dead.
He's not dead. Oh. He's in a home in Inverness. He's not dead. Tell me again.
So what is it? What's your song, Bong?
For Moms, Baby, I Love You.
Spock to Vulcan.
Bones, I will. As soon as this mission is completed.
No, now, right away. If you don't get him to Vulcan within a week, 8 days at the outside, he'll die. He'll die, Jim.
Why?
Must he die? Why within 8 days? Explain.
I don't know.
Keep saying that. Are you a doctor, aren't you?
Joe, because you said hi to everyone, I better do the same. Otherwise, I'd be like, what the fuck's Brett's problem? Why hasn't she said hi to us? So, hi, the boy, Alistair, Miranda, and Lee. Happy now?
And Sean.
No, Sean's in football. Because he's the one that made me do this, and now I'm supposed to be up in 4 hours.
And Sean's the one editing the podcast, so may not put this in.
Yeah.
Did you think about this?
No. Sean's just a dick anyway, so.
Well, Sean may be a dick, but then it's going to be looking like you're a dick because you don't say hi to everybody in the podcast, right. Whereas Georgia listen. Does.
Listen, two dicks. I have to go.
Right, go.
I've got someone speaking to me from Australia and Will. Pardon me.
Very feminine of you. I'm going to put that in the podcast.
Don't do that at your party, Joe.
I will. I'm going to go down there and make a tit of myself.
Cool.
Okay. Oh my god, I've got beeps and blobs going everywhere. Right, okay, guys, seriously.
Okay. Yeah.
It was lovely. It was lovely. Let's do it again real shortly, yeah?
Alright then. Okay.
Next
sweet,
time,
sweet dreams we'll be flying machines.
Ta-ra.
Huh?
Ta-ra. Ta-ra for now. To the pip now.
Stay
to
safe.
Pip.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Wind, water,
heart, go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. Captain Planet.
You'll pay for this, Captain Planet.
We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say.
The power is yours.
Deke,